Mayo, 1 goal and 14 points. Donegal, 1 goal and 6 points. So that goal from Bernard Lafferty in the closing stages of the second half did give Donegal some hope of maybe producing a bit of a fight back. But Mayo went on to score the last 2 points of the game, and they both came from the hurl of Sean Regan, who helped himself to 6 points from play today. Not a bad return for the Mayo full forward. 3 points in each half, and those last couple of points putting the final nails in the Donegal coffin. Although Fergal Boland in the first half hit 4 points for Mayo, 3 of them from frees, and really most of the damage was done at that stage. Mayo led at half-time by 8 points to 3. They then got that great goal at the start of the second half from... the goal from Corey Scahill at the start of the second half put Mayo 1-8 to 3 points in front. Then Donegal had their midfielder Conor Harkin sent off, so it was really an uphill task from that stage. Although, in fairness to the 14 men, they worked their socks off and never really gave up. And once Bernard Lafferty got that goal in the early, in the closing stages of the second half, they were giving themselves a fighting chance. Mayo were themselves reduced to 14 men then when Kieran Finn was sent off. But in fairness, the visitors had done enough at that stage, and probably no surprise in the end, because Mayo are very much an established outfit at B level at under 21 hurling. Donegal are getting to this stage of the competition by virtue of their All-Ireland C final win over Tyrone a couple of weeks back, and they can certainly be pretty happy with their performance today. They weren't at full strength. They were missing a couple of first team regulars, the likes of Jack O'Loughlin and Shane Gallan would have been involved today but for injury. But that said, the 15 men and those three or four subs who came on for Donegal all did themselves proud, and indeed Sam Doherty and number 20 Colin Malloch, both substitutes were on the score sheet for Paddy Flood's side, so certainly making an impact after being introduced in the second half. But in the end, Mayo deserving winners. Their 8-point winning margin means that they that go through to the semi-finals on a scoreline of Mayo 1 goal and 14 points, Donegal 1 goal and 6 points.